From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The Andrews, Texas High School football team will be playing with heavy hearts today when they square off with Springtown in the UIL Texas football playoffs in Sweetwater. That, according to Max Preps, the official media site for high school sports. The game was postponed on Friday after the school's activity bus, which was traveling to Sweetwater and was carrying 25 members of the Andrews Marching Band, was hit head-on when a Midland man driving a pickup was traveling the wrong way in the eastbound lanes of Interstate 20 just outside of Big Spring and slammed into the bus, resulting in an explosion that killed the driver of that truck, the activity bus driver, and also the school's band director. According to the Texas Department of Public Safety, two students were airlifted to University Medical Center in Lubbock with critical injuries. 11 students were transported to Scenic Mountain Medical Center in Big Spring with non-life-threatening injuries, and the other 12 students were not injured. Having spoken with superintendents and coaches across Southeast New Mexico, all of them send their prayers and thoughts to the community of Andrews. Lano Elementary School in Lovington was placed on a holding pattern on Friday afternoon after a man attempted to barricade himself in a home in the 800 block of South 2nd as he attempted to elude Lovington police. The school, which is in close proximity to the incident, was notified and children who were playing outside were moved to safety and parents were advised to pick up their kids at alternate sites. Lovington Superintendent Leanne Gandy.
And there wasn't any threat inside the building.
Lovington police did arrest two men in the incident. The Federal Aviation Administration continues their investigation into a crash of a single-engine Cessna that clipped a radio tower at the intersection of Burton Flats and Magnum Road in Eddy County around noon on Friday. Only one person, the pilot who was aboard the plane, was killed in the crash. 44-year-old Tony Nacho Gonzalez of Roswell has been arrested in connection with the shooting death of 29-year-old Jose Diaz in the abdomen in the vicinity of the 300 block of East Bonnie early Thursday morning. According to Roswell police, a woman transported Diaz to a local hospital and dropped him off and left. He died a short time later. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.